BigTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins.
This is the phenomenal one, AJ Styles.
Hey, you wanna have some fun?
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online pro wrestling sports entertainment.
And you expect me to believe you?
You'd be a fool if you don't check out WTI Sunday night.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Excuse me, what's that?
Bringing to you everything in the world of professional wrestling.
Go ahead and have a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
With your hosts, Tim Stein.
I say we throw the switch and see what happens.
Heartbreak Mike.
Nobody knows who he is.
The Omega.
I feel like I was meant for something more than this.
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Things have gone wrong. I'm talking to myself.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network and on the free TuneIn app on your mobile device.
We call it the ego trip.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho, the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
This is third generation female superstar Natty Neidhart.
I'm Austin Aries, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Don't stop listening or I will find you. I have Google Earth. I know where you live.
WTR Sunday Night.
I have to hand it to you. It's the best mindfuck yet.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. You know, it's kind of funny. I keep saying we have a lot to talk about this week, and it seems like they take that as a challenge. Because we have more to talk about this week.
What?
This has been a busy week in pro wrestling.
No, this has been a busy year in pro wrestling.
Well, yeah.
It's been the strangest year, too.
Remember the days when we were like, oh, there's nothing really to talk about. Do we even want to do a show tonight?
Right.
Now it's just like, everything happens at the same time.
And before we started the show, I found a local independent show in Evansville has a person named Clifton Crunk.
Clifton Crunk.
And also someone named the Canadian Kid. Canadian spelled C-A-N-A-D-A-I-N. Spelling matters.
Is that his own spelling, or is that
Canadian? That's Canadian.
Canadian.
That's Canadian, not Canadian.
Different place.
I'm Canadian from Canada.
Yeah, he's wearing a Team Canada t-shirt or jersey.
Team Canada. Go Canada, go. Go,
hey,
Canadian, go.
Hey, the Canadian's not supposed to be talking yet. It's not his turn. You haven't introduced him yet. Canadian, be quiet.
Welcome to my show.
It's debatable some weeks. This is the Omega, the be-all, end-all of our network. Joining me tonight, we have Heartbreak Mike.
What's up, everybody? Heartbreak Mike is in the house.
Welcome to the house.
Whose house?
I'm not disclosed to say that, but... someone's house.
I have to point out, so there's someone in this call who has the longest continuous tenure on the show right now.
So,
and it ain't the one and only Tim Stein.
Oh, I got a funny feeling you're talking about yourself because you said continuous. You see, I pay attention to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you were meaning yourself, weren't you?
Maybe.
See, it's all dependent upon the words that you use.
Well, everything is dependent on the words people use.
Only when words come into play.
It's the difference between helping your Uncle Jack off of his horse and helping your Uncle Jack off his horse.
Wow.
Do you understand what he just said, Mike, or do you need that explained to you?
Nope, I'm good. I'm quite content.
Just wanting to make sure, because some people do miss some of the shit that we say sometimes.
Hmm.
Most of the time.
A lot of times. Is today May the 29th already?
It is May 29th already, yes.
Oh my God, Rock, I hope you're ready because we're going to talk about it shortly.
The month has flown by. We didn't even celebrate Katie Vick Day.
And we actually let it go by without even talking about May 19th.
No, that's incorrect. See, if you would listen to the show, The Rack, Thursday is 10 p.m. Eastern.
What's The Rack? I was talking about this webcast.
I know, but we did the show on May 19th.
I know, but. Never mind Anobits.
Just, you know, listen to the show once in a while.
We weren't talking about Anobits, unlike you.
Anyway,
getting on with it. Yeah, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night, the original and still debatably the best Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't forget, you can also listen to us free of charge on the TuneIn app live on your mobile device. All you have to do is hit the App Store. If you've got an iPhone or an iPod or an whatever. You know, an Apple product. You just go to the iTunes store. And is it the iTunes store or the Apple store?
iTunes store.
Yeah. Search for TuneIn Radio and download it. Then once it's loaded up onto your device, just search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Now, of course, if you've got an Android like I do, because I refuse to drink the Apple Kool-Aid.
Because the Apple Kool-Aid's too much money for you.
I don't know, Apple Kool-Aid ironically does sound kind of tasty, but I still refuse to drink it. It's got nothing to do with how much it costs. It's proprietary software issues. Anyway, that being said, Android device, just go to the Google Play Store, do the same damn thing away. Mike, put away the Kool-Aid. Put it down.
But.
Kool-Aid's for winners.
Wait,
he could be a winner. He could be a winner tonight.
Okay, Kool-Aid's for closers. With apologies to Glengarry Glen Ross.
He could be a winner tonight in WTR Fantasy. Well, he could.
Yeah, we'll SummerSlam.
We'll find out in SummerSlam, but he could pull off a good draft tonight.
He'd pull it off. Pull off the upset. Right. No. Yeah, there you go. Back to what I was saying. Yeah, Google Play Store, just, you know, tune in, download, search Wild Talk Radio Network, and, you can listen to us while you're on the go, whatever you're doing live, if you can't be at home at the computer or, you know, stuff like that. It's all there is to it. That easy, kids. Yeah, you've heard us talking about it. We're going to actually do it. Today is the day. Tonight's the night. Pick your team. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the WTR Fantasy Draft. This is not my brainchild. So if it goes wrong, blame Rock. If it goes great, blame Rock.
Yep, this is my brainchild. We're going to have a lot of fun. It should go well. We have a lot of things planned. And we'll talk about it in the second segment.
You know, the irony about the second segment coming up is we actually discussed this prior to the official news breaking.
Yeah,
didn't we?
I had this idea like weeks ago.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's not a surprise to me.
Is it?
What am I talking about? I'm talking about the WWE brand split 2.0. Rock, play the clip. Come on, you got to play that clip.
I don't have the clip.
What do you mean you don't have the clip? You know which I told you to have the clips ready.
I don't actually have said clip. I looked for it. I didn't have it.
You don't have the clip?
I don't have the clip.
Why couldn't you have told me you don't have the clip?
Hey, Tim, I don't have the clip.
Well, you could have told me ahead of time. I could have made sure you had the clip. You got the clip. You just don't want to play it because you hate admitting it.
No, I legit don't have the clip.
Really?
Yeah.
You want the clip?
No.
How come?
Because I don't want it.
Really?
Yep.
Why not?
Because I don't want it.
But I don't understand why.
I don't need it. It's not of use for anyone.
What are you talking about? It's very useful.
This is where you're searching for the set clip.
I'm wasting time here trying to find the
clip. I am so fucking lost.
He has no idea what we're talking about, is he? Do you, Omega?
There's a clip.
Yeah, and according to Rock, it's slightly ego-driven.
Tiny bit.
As opposed to what on this show?
As opposed to anything else we do. You know, he has a point.
I'm just saying, it's ego-driven. That's all. Anyway, instead of playing the clip, let's just move on with the subject matter at hand.
Oh, okay, I can understand you want to move on, but before we move on,
Tim was right.
There you go.
See, he just told you egotistical.
Yeah, it was ego driven. What is Tim right about? Well, geez, you know, before WrestleMania, I told you guys that there was going to be a brand split.
Okay.
Rage.
And as a result of the news that came out this past week,
Tim was not wrong.
That's exactly correct. Tim was not wrong. SmackDown is moving to Tuesday nights, and it's going to be live starting January 19th, 8 o'clock Eastern on the USA Network. That'll be 6 o'clock Mountain Time here in Canada on The Score. It's also going to live air in the UK and Ireland as well.
July 19th, not January.
I said July 19th.
You said January.
No, I'm pretty sure I said July.
Anyway.
Pay attention to what I mean and not what I say.
All right.
July 19th. I'm reading the notes, so I had to have said July 19th. You just heard January. I don't know why.
May 19th?
July 19th.
May 19th.
That was last month, almost.
2 weeks ago.
Anyway, so WWE is going to draft their rosters, and the draft will take place July the 11th on Monday Night Raw. Now, here's the thing, guys. The Intercontinental title and the U.S. title are expected to be brand-exclusive belts. Is this a good idea, Omega?
It's the same idea. Sorry to say good idea, bad idea. It's the same idea.
It's exactly what they did last time, isn't it, Mike?
It is. I'm still iffy about it. I really am.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I didn't like about Raw versus SmackDown, or the brand split 1.0, or whatever, however you want to look at it, it just seemed to me that there were too many titles. Okay, I dig that there's an Intercontinental title. I dig that there's a U.S. title. I don't dig that you can't see one on the other show.
Well, the thing of it is that which title? And it would also include which set of superstars. So only time will tell when we get to the draft.
No, the fact is, even now, how often do you really see the U.S. title on Raw?
Barely. Well,
okay.
Barely.
Barely. The Intercontinental belt you see every damn week.
Well,
remember, it's on The Miz, because we have to promote Total Divas. We've seen it like every week.
Rage. But yeah, you know what? Also the Intercontinental Championship is also a huge impact on WWE. Let's look at the facts. Intercontinental Championship held by a lot of greats. There was some point in time where the Intercontinental Championship was actually more important than the WWF title. So to see the Intercontinental Championship more than the U.S., I mean, it does seem kind of fair and understandable.
Does this mean that we're going to have the return of the World Heavyweight Championship and the WWE Championship?
Oh, God, no.
I hope not.
God, no.
Can we please just keep that one belt and let the main title holder show up on both shows? If not all the time, at least as a regular thing?
They're going to want to run two World Heavyweight titles storylines at the same time, though.
That's the problem.
It is weird where no matter what, like, you can have the champion go between shows, but he's only going to have one storyline going on one show. So no matter what, if you're trying to make the brand seem even, you're going to fail, because the champ's only going to be bothering with one person on one show at a time.
Yeah. You know, back during the Attitude Era, when they first brought in SmackDown on a regular basis on Thursday nights to go up against Thunder and chase Thunder to Wednesday, there was no brand split. There were no two heavyweight titles, but SmackDown was treated as a second, like a second brand at the same time. The guy holding the WWE Championship showed up on both shows, unless his name was Triple H, because Triple H never worked on Tuesday nights. Well, you know, all you want, Mike. It's true.
It is. I mean, that is the sad reason, but it is true. Triple H didn't want to work Tuesday.
I want to see them. Okay, they're running the brand split. This new brand split. Fine. I want to see them be more like they were during the Attitude Era. And yeah, I know. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the way they ran the shows. SmackDown was absolutely huge during the Attitude Era. That program debuted shortly after WWE started regaining its audience from WCW. And it was something that you wanted to watch on Thursday nights. And you tuned in because it continued some storylines from Raw. It had some of its very own storylines. It started other storylines that were continued on Raw.
So, there was reason to tune in, because if you missed something on SmackDown, suddenly you weren't in the same place in the storyline.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is that person involved in this feud now? Well, you should have watched SmackDown, because that's where it happened.
Which leads to the question, will they bring back brand-specific pay-per-views?
That would be going a little too far. That being said, there is a report that there will be dual brand pay-per-views. It'll be two pay-per-views in one. You'll get, like, on a roster that has eight matches, you'll get four matches that are Raw-centric and four matches that are SmackDown-centric. The one thing that I do love, they're going to have two pay-per-view announced teams, Omega.
Yeah, that's nice.
Why do I love that?
Because it gets our one good announcer on the whole roster on pay-per-view.
Okay, that's exactly correct. Mike, do you know who we're referring to?
No.
Come on, take a guess.
I give you a hint, it ain't JBL.
I give you another hint, it ain't the other guy.
Oh, there's a lot of them. Besides Michael Cole and that other guy, Jerry the King Lawler.
Do you want to fill them in or shall I?
You help me unfold the roadmap here.
Okay.
Lead him along.
I can give you another hint. He got a start in Calgary?
Of course.
Well, hey, it's a hint.
It is a hint, but it's not a... Okay.
It doesn't help you out.
Negative.
Okay. He may have had a few drinks with Joe Rogan.
That's everybody.
You sound like you know Joe Rogan.
No.
There you go. Omega, was that a good hint, in your opinion?
Maybe. I don't know.
See?
Okay. It is obvious. Who announces on Monday Night Raw, Mike?
We're talking about Mauro Ranallo. Move on.
Mauro Ranallo. I can't believe you didn't get it with the "he started in Calgary" hint. I'm sure you're going to say
giveaway.
I'm sure you're either going to say Mauro Ranallo or Bret Hart.
Jesus Christ!
It was just like
babes.
Anyway, yeah. Anyway, so I'm looking forward to hearing Mauro calling at least some matches during a pay per view. Say what you will about the guy, he knows how to elicit excitement. He knows how to put the "wow, oh my God" factor in his voice when he calls a wrestling match. Crank that up a couple of levels during a pay-per-view, Omega, and what do you figure we're going to get?
Oh, that should be awesome. It's nice to have an announcer that knows the moves and will actually call the moves.
Probably. Instead of making it
actually
up. Yeah.
Sounds excited for what's going on in front of him.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of Michael Cole, who's standing there holding a script in his hand, yelling into a microphone.
Well, he's got Vince in his ear telling him, "Oh, call it this," but that's not what you call it. That's
not even. He doesn't even have someone in his. Doesn't even have someone in his ear anymore. Like you can, like more than once in the last month, I have seen it. Like Shane dives off Hell in the Cell onto the announce table, and he's standing there with a piece of paper in his hand. He's not looking at the man who nearly died right next to him. He's looking down at a piece of paper and reading, "For the love of mankind."
Mm-hmm. No, exactly correct. Exactly right, yeah. Mm-hmm. We need a club that says Omega was right. Remind me one of these days, Mike, to tell you where that clip came about, because it was a total me being a wise ass after getting taken a few shots from our buddy Spud. I'll fill you in someday.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. The toughest question to answer right now on this, who are going to be the faces of each show? You can't answer that question, can you?
Cena and Reigns.
Do you have a chance or a choice?
No.
I mean, what show do you think Reigns is going to get drafted to? What show will Cena get drafted to?
They'll put Cena on SmackDown because they'll want a huge name on SmackDown. So you think we're taking this seriously.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same reason you put Stone Cold on the Alliance team. Because we want you to think, well, we're taking this as a serious faction here.
And, yeah, just raise the shit to a whole nother level, if you will.
Yeah.
Being said, they have put big names on SmackDown before. When they moved initially to USA Network, when they moved initially to the Sci-Fi Network, when they did a few other things, they would put big names on there. It lasted for a couple of weeks. They got the initial pop because they had moved. They're on a new thing. Everybody wants to check it out, and it's same old thing. Fine. It was still recorded. It was still SmackDown. Big difference. It's going to be live. What kind of a difference is that going to make with this program?
No spoiler reports.
No spoiler reports, Mike, means what?
Self-explanatory. No spoiler reports. No one knows.
Nobody deciding ahead of time whether or not it's any good or worth watching because they don't know what potentially will wind up happening ahead of time, in advance, unless it's, a pre-recorded show in England or something.
Mm-hmm.
The shit always leaks out then, but that I see Omega will wind up generating more viewers just simply because everybody who reads the spoilers aren't going to have access to that and make up their minds ahead of time.
Oh, it will. In general, going live also means you get a more exciting experience.
Mm-hmm.
It also means, it's a little bit more active on the social media side, too, because everyone's kind of watching it together. You do have a lot of reasons for going live. And the spoiler reports are, like, the biggest thing because, nobody likes it when people know ahead of time what's going to happen, unless you find out Mick Foley's winning a world title.
Yeah, there you go. Then that'll cause people to turn the channel in droves. But here's, Where am I going with this? Where was I going with this? As far as all the spoilers that we're not going to have access to anymore, I have on occasion read spoilers where it sounded like SmackDown was going to be a dog. And then I would tune in and watch it anyway, even though I knew, I'm not going to be entertained. It's going to suck because all this shit happened. Despite that, it was still, sure, all of this stuff turned out that on paper it doesn't look good, but it was still a very entertaining program. Other times, I've read spoilers that make it sound like a fantastic show, but it sucked toilet water when you watched it.
It's very different depending on we've seen it with pay-per-views. Mm-hmm. Like, the card looks great. Like, by just what you're reading, it looks like it's going to be outstanding. And it doesn't always turn out that way.
This is absolutely true. So just on the strength of that alone, I think we're going to get more people tuning in, initially, at the very least. So, it's going to be a hell of a ratings bump, even bigger than every time they change networks. And I think it's going to be an even bigger ratings boost for USA Network just because they're on USA Network. As opposed to a specialty cable network, a more niche specialty cable network than USA.
If it's going to work this time, it has to be treated equally.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what they did, like all the bragging rights pay-per-views where SmackDown always won to try and convince you, hey, SmackDown's got the better people on it.
Mm-hmm.
No, they don't.
They actually have to have the better people on it for it to do that, which means that they will. When they wind up deciding how to, air quotes, draft the two different rosters, they've got to make sure that they put some big name talent on both shows, make it all balanced out, let them do what they were doing in the past. Oh, we got the better show. No, we got the better show. No, we got the better show. Fine. Prove it. Be legitimate about it. Don't try to get people to watch the B show and call it the A show and then rig a pay-per-view.
It's not even that. I mean, when you take a look at things that went wrong in the last brand split, and we talked about it before. Are they going to bring back the big gold belt? No. Dear God, no. I mean, we keep in mind with the current WWE logo, we've only had this current belt for like a year, year and a half, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
It's only 2.5 years ago we unified the belts in the first place.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that long ago.
It has not been that long ago.
No.
No, it has to be even across the board. Like, mm-hmm. If you're going to have dual champions again, then it's got to feel like they're actual legitimate champions, both of them. You can't just rehash an old belt and say, oh, hey, this is the new one, and this means something. You have to have, like, a legitimate split of the current belt. Like,
yeah.
Okay, here's the same belt with a red strap. Here's the same belt with a blue strap. You know, and you are the Raw World Heavyweight Champion. You are the SmackDown World Heavyweight Champion. You know, even amicable split, they both have the same design belt. You can still tell which brand they belong to.
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be that way.
I still don't want to see two different heavyweight world champions. I don't.
No one does.
But if they're going to do that, which the rumor is, and it's in all likelihood, they're going to re-split the main title. Which belt would you want them to see bring back? Would you make the exact same looking belt with different colors to represent SmackDown? Shades of blue? Or would you do reach into the archives and bring out a dust off a belt that hasn't been seen in years?
I'll let Mike go first because I kind of already expressed this.
I really can't answer that because I don't know.
Okay.
See, if you bring out an old belt and say, here, this is yours now, it instantly has no value.
Because people won't remember it.
No, it's not that people won't remember. It's just like, well, you're not even putting effort into this champion. You're just giving him some old leftover and calling him a champion.
You know, so what you would have to do is actually have a legitimate tournament for somebody to win it, for it to actually even be close to relevant.
No, not even that.
No?
You know, no, public perception is that we got this big, you know, Super Bowl ring belt now, mm-hmm. that we really haven't even had for that long, and we're already, like, digging something else out of the old archives and going, here, this is just as good.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you win it in a tournament, people are just going to go, no, it's an old-ass belt.
Yeah.
Like, I think you take the same route you did with a women's belt. You know, just keep it the same design so it feels like it means it's just as much.
So basically have all three main titles, the WWE Raw belt, the WWE SmackDown belt, and the Women's Championship belt all look similar.
Mm-hmm.
I can't say that's a bad idea. I do have to admit that I would love to see at some point in time the Winged Eagle make a return. How long has it been since we've seen the Winged Eagle belt?
Attitude Era.
When I think who was the last person to hold it? I think it was Bret Hart, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Before they switched it around, and then Sean carried something slightly different for a little while. Then when Stone Cold won it, they switched to the Smoking Skull, which is another belt that I liked.
They didn't switch to Smoking Skull right away. For a while, he had the big round world belt. Which I'm not sure ever actually had like a little nickname like Winged Eagle, which is a dumb name, by the way. Like, as opposed to what? An eagle with no wings.
Well, yeah, no, redundancy. But, you know, people seem to enjoy redundancy on certain things. But yeah, I think when they say a Winged Eagle, I think the meaning with the phrase or the expression or the name was the eagle's wings were unfurled, right? In which case, then we're all pronouncing it wrong. It should be winged eagle and not winged eagle. But we've all called it winged eagle because that's the way it's spelled.
Yay, America.
Yeah, we all pronounce things phonetically. And if you call it winged evil, or I'm sorry, eagle, winged eagle,
winged eagle.
Who's going to understand it, right? Because that's like Old English, Middle English, winged. Which means wings unfurled. So, there you go. There's your English lesson for the day, kids. So, are we going to get brand-specific pay-per-views? We talked about this really quickly. I don't want that, but WWE Network brand-exclusive events, I don't have a problem with that. What about you guys?
Honestly, is there really a difference between them anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've got too many pay-per-views as it is still.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like we come off a major event. It's only 3 weeks before the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the more you have, the less special it feels. Like, if you're going to have, like, brand-exclusive pay-per-views, make it an occasional thing. Like before, like, the last brand split, it was, well, this month it's Raw, next it's SmackDown. Next it's Raw, next it's SmackDown. Then we got SummerSlam. They're both on that one. And then it's Raw's turn, and then SmackDown's turn. No, it should be, like, maybe twice a year per brand. They should have one big event that is just them.
Well, instead of doing that, what about, and we've had it before, we saw it before, and I kind of dug it to a point, except that they were trying to push SmackDown as a TV show worth watching. But this time around, instead of doing alternate pay-per-views or three or two or four specialty pay-per-views or events every year, just do two Raw versus SmackDown pay-per-views every year and put each one exactly halfway between SummerSlam and WrestleMania and WrestleMania and SummerSlam. So you have them every 6 months. What do you think? Would that work?
I'm not a fan of it.
No, you don't like that idea? What about
I don't you? Like, I don't like how contrived the Raw versus SmackDown pay-per-views are, because they're always going to give it to they're always going to let SmackDown win just to show, hey, look, SmackDown is important.
Well, we're saying this because this is what we were used to with the old brand split, aren't we?
Yeah, but we do know they're going to have to work to get SmackDown over as a competitive brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, they're going to have to do some major work to convince you it's worth going over to SmackDown when for years it's been very obvious everything happens on Raw and the other show's just kind of inconsequential.
Well, here's an idea. Make the writing on SmackDown just as good as the writing on Raw, or as relevant. I mean, like, let's face it.
Use the word good here.
Sorry, yeah, I caught myself.
Yeah. This is where I'm concerned, because, like, one of the things it says about, now we're going to have twice as much storyline, and, like, what storyline do you have now?
Yeah.
You have people upset with each other who end up punching each other once a month. That's your story.
Here's something that's going to be enough to make you both do that shudder. Are you ready for this? How long before they decide to make SmackDown 3 hours?
Oh, God. There's the other thing that needs to go.
Think about it, right?
No, I'm not thinking about it. I don't want to think about it. I refuse to think about it.
Okay, there you go. But, you know, even though you don't want to think about it, you understand why I brought that up and why I mentioned it.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. USA Network just seems to love WWE, and that's fine. But there's such a thing sometimes as too much love. 3 hour Raw? Was never a fan. Don't like it now. Didn't like it when it started. Didn't like 3 hour WCW.
No, just universally, these have always been a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
You know, WCW proved it. And here on Monday Night Raw, we're like, no one really cares. Like, even the wrestlers will tell you they don't like working 3 hour events.
Yeah, unless it's a pay-per-view. Now, there's the thing. You want a three-hour event? Keep it on Sunday night, once a month.
That was the whole point of why a pay-per-view was special in the first place. Because it went a lot longer.
And it was more wrestling, more storyline in the middle of wrestling, as opposed to just like, okay, here's a match, and then we're going to spend 15 minutes doing other dicky shit. And trying to throw gold dust and R-Truth together to see if they'll stick. Yeah. So,
by the way, Cody, we couldn't get time for your storyline. Sorry.
Yeah.
We had to put a segment on Raw for the Shining Stars.
and nobody knew what to do with you anyway, so we didn't want to take you out of your Stardust gimmick.
No. We knew exactly what we wanted to do with you. We knew exactly what we could have done with you, and it would have been perfectly workable as a storyline. We just didn't want to. So go fuck yourself.
I am not pissed off at Cody Rhodes in the least bit for him walking out.
But this is the part that doesn't make sense to me. They're
they knew weeks ago that they were going to do this brand split.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how many people they fired.
This is something I wanted to touch on. Thank you for bringing it up.
Yeah, they fired this many people, and they let Cody go. They just they knew he was upset. They knew he wanted to do something new, and they just let him slip through in this time where you know for fact you're going to need storylines, and here is one built in.
Oh, absolutely perfect. Now here's the thing about that, right? Cody was like, okay, I'm done with Stardust. Can I please just be Cody Rhodes? And why, by the way, can't I challenge for the heavyweight title? I'm good enough. Cody is good enough to be in the main event. You might not be his biggest fan. He's a lot better than some of the people that you have shoved down our throats, WWE. Idiotic ball dropping is exactly what this was. Brand split's coming up. You know what? Cody doesn't want to be Stardust anymore. We need something. We're going to need to push somebody. Cody, loyal son of a bitch, son of Dusty. You know what? Yeah. And on top of that, he's good in the ring. I hate his lisp, but he's good on the mic too. The lisp thing, that's just a personal thing. It bugs me. Don't ask. Now, that's not me saying all people with a lisp bug me. It's just Cody specifically, for some reason, gets on my nerves. But am I incorrect in saying that Cody would have been perfect to be one of the guys on SmackDown?
No, you're right.
Yeah. And they let him go through animosity because they didn't want to do anything with his character. Dummies. I don't know. We're just going to have to see how this brand split plays out, starting with the draft on July 19th. Not May 19th. I refuse to admit that I said January. In the meantime, before we go to break, I got a funny feeling, Omega, Mike, that Undertaker might be done with the WWE. You remember all of the events after WrestleMania that he was suddenly removed from?
Yeah.
That wasn't at WWE's behest. That wasn't at Vince McMahon's behest. That was Undertaker saying, fuck you, I'm not going. I'm paraphrasing, probably. But it all started with a report. Now, this is an allegation not yet proven. Apparently, Vince wanted Taker to lose to Shane at WrestleMania. And I could see it happening just because of the way everything's played out. Because Shane was supposed to gain control of Raw if he beat Undertaker. Even though that wasn't specifically stated, it was more than implied and more than inferred leading up to the WrestleMania match. Undertaker flat out refused to do the job to Shane. Yet Shane is running Raw, or at least he was for a few weeks before he teamed up with his sister to run Raw.
No, we're not setting up for a brand split at all here.
Right.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? So, is Undertaker being petty because he was asked a job to the son of the boss who's returning to the company?
There had to be something else behind it, because the Undertaker is the guy, the go-to guy that WWE goes to, that Vince goes to. So, to be honest, it has to be something more in detail than that.
Well, here's the thing. Undertaker's contract, the one that he signed of several years ago, requires him to wrestle a maximum of once every calendar year to guarantee his downside. So, he wrestles at WrestleMania and takes the rest of the year off, and he's still getting his downside guarantee. Then he shows up at WrestleMania again, you know, repeat. That's been going on for, eight years now? Something like mm-hmm. that? Every now and then, sure, he's showing up for extra work. He's getting paid extra money to do it. Not a problem. This time around, nah. Basically, if he decides not to compete in the next year, meaning WrestleMania, in like next year's WrestleMania, by then, his contract will wind up being frozen just like they froze Daniel Bryan's. He's stuck. He can't go anywhere. He can't do anything. And he's not going to make his downside guarantee. This seems like strong-arm tactics by WWE, but at the same time, them doing that, and we get no response one way or the other from The Undertaker directly or from news reports concerning this, not even rumor, tells me Undertaker doesn't give a damn, and he's pissed off enough at Vince that he doesn't care right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even that they wanted him to lose at WrestleMania to Shane, who is not someone you would like want to lose, like someone who's been gone from the company for 8 years and was never a full-time performer in the first place. And you're asking the most old school of old school guys to take a, you know, take a pinfall for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Taker's one of those guys who's always gets creative control over his character. And that's like the last thing I can imagine his character wanting to do, because that just completely devastates it. Like the mystique and the persona, it takes someone right now. We firmly have it in our heads. It takes someone like Brock Lesnar to actually beat The Undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Shane McMahon is no Brock Lesnar.
Well, here's the thing, you know, like jobbing to Brock. Brock was saying, no. I don't have to beat you. Taker was saying, I'm jobbing. It was Undertaker's idea to lose to Brock Lesnar. People don't realize that. And the main reason people don't realize that is because they don't look behind the curtain like we do. And they don't know this. It was Taker's idea to do that. And again, it goes back to that creative control you're talking about. When you're as tenured as a guy like he is, you've got that creative control.
Yeah.
And that's fine. If, you know, ultimately Taker was a genius booking wise, because he's the guy that made Lesnar look like an unstoppable force.
Oh yeah, it told the best story, hands down. Yeah. I said it the night of WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's what tells the best story, because there is no story to Undertaker beats somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing we've heard for Mania after Mania after Mania.
Yeah. Now, when Taker went head to head, or toe-to-toe, or whatever you want to call it, with Triple H. Fine, that was different. That was an end, you know, air quotes, end of an era WrestleMania match. It was good. Told a hell of a great story. Taker Michaels. Michaels' career was on the line. It was time he was going to, like, step away and do his own thing on his ranch in Texas, and that was all fine and dandy. Told an awesome story. That is, to this day, still one of the all-time greatest wrestling matches I have ever seen. It wasn't as good as their first matchup the year before, I don't think, but it, you know, on some levels, it was better.
See, at the same time, on the other side of that, it still tells a story.
Yep.
Because now you got Bray Wyatt, who's supposed to be the heir apparent to, like, the phenom of the WWE. He's supposed to be the next horror movie character we have. And you have an Undertaker who has shown blood.
Mm-hmm.
He's shown weakness for the first time in forever.
Yep.
And now the story is, you know, can the up and coming character dethrone the original now that the original has been knocked off his perch?
Yep, exactly.
You know, it just worked.
Mm-hmm. And it worked well. Taker jobbing to Shane at this past WrestleMania doesn't do anything for anybody. Really, when you stop and you think about it, sure, the whole idea is to set up Shane, you know, in the office of Raw, to set up the brand split, to set up Stephanie controlling one show and Shane controlling the other show. Fine and dandy. Didn't need to use The Undertaker to do it, and I am not upset with The Undertaker with his stance on this. And if he did exercise creative control and said, no, I'm not losing to Shane, good on him, in my opinion.
Well, also keep in mind, the other stipulation of the match was if Taker lost, he didn't get to wrestle at Mania anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can find ways of writing around that, especially if Shane ends up controlling, you know, essentially the WWE.
Yeah.
Because, you know, he could just come out of the same night and go, you know what? No. We'll see you next year.
Mm-hmm.
But they still wrote him into a corner.
Yep.
Say, well, I either lose to Shane McMahon or I don't get to wrestle at WrestleMania anymore.
Yeah, so what are you going to do, right? So, yeah. So, that I don't know where else to go with this one except take us to our first break. We're a little bit over time for that, and that's only because we're winding up with some really good discussions on some of these opening topics here. That's good. Everybody, you're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. put it out on Facebook, tweet it to everybody that follows you that we are still live, we're on the air, and on the other side of this break, we're getting to the WTR Fantasy Draft. Wait till you find out who gets to pick first overall. That being said, we'll be back right after this. About when your favorite WTR program is on the air, don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR wherever you are.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cig.
I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of Extreme retired. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway. They're not open. What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
I'm back in the back of the Camel Light. Hell yeah. Oh my god. Alright. We're safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming, no one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
No, no, no.
Steve, man, somebody give me a goddamn... Ah, it's fucking Sunday, you can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Ah, forget about it. It is. All right, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh, no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking... about to get plowed by fucking three 18-wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live... Midnight, we're as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kind of. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa, I mean, it's amazing.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stage.
Oh, you got fired!
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
Oh!
Bo! Please!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday nights, The Rock lays the smackdown on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Join me, Lindsay Ward, and my handyman producer, Sir Rockin, as we give you all the latest wrestling news, discussions, our reactions to both NXT and SmackDown, along with interviews with some of our favorite wrestling superstars.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar. What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz. This is Mr. Money in the Bank, the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
This is Kane from WWE.
The future is now when you experience The Rock. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Thursday.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, the whole fucking show, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio on the Wild Talk Radio Network, boo.
Now get the guns, the drugs, from my generation, I'll take the fall. The saints, and across the nation, and it's a sin.
Radio Network. Tried to talk over that music. I missed that goddamn intro theme to Raw.
I realize I've progressively missed every Raw theme every time they've introduced a new Raw theme.
every one of them was like,
yeah, I wish it was still the older theme,
including Nickelback version.
Oh, good. Well,
not everyone then.
You're just, yeah. What was that one they replaced it with? Move to the Music. They replaced it with,
Move to the Music, Across the Nation, To Be Loved by Papa Roach.
Papa Roach, that's it, To Be Loved. I didn't mind it after a while, after I got used to the fact that, got used to the fact that it replaced that one.
Yeah, the one we just heard was Across the Nation. Not, it's not actually called Move to the Music, even though that's all you hear in the song is Move to the Music.
Yeah, it's called Across the Nation, but, you know, people know it as Move to the Music.
Yeah.
To Be Loved, then it went to Burn It to the Ground by Nickelback, Tonight is the Night, and now The Night, and so on and so forth. So yeah, here we are. We're back. It's the WTR draft. Hey.
Yeah, I was just trying to open up the document that you sent earlier, and I finally got it opened up. Yay! I'm happy.
The cheat sheet, as it were.
The WTR Fantasy Draft Kit cheat sheet that we all got a copy of. At this point in time, I'd like to, everybody, please join me in welcoming to the show the host of The Rack on Thursday nights right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, the one and only Lindsay Ward.
Hello. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
It's weird to be here on a Sunday night.
Finally, someone on this show I like.
Hey!
Oh. I'm offended now.
Why?
Thought we were cool, man. Thought we were cool.
You should know better. It's Omega talking.
You're a producer. You're technically not on.
True.
Very true. You're like a traffic cop, right?
Yes, kind of, sort of.
Traffic cop, bad cop.
And we also have, for this draft, our own version of Mel Kiper, the snarky version, the one and only, the intern, Kane Kittens.
The unpaid intern, Kane Kittens. Hi, Kane Kittens.
Where's my money?
Exactly.
What does it matter whether he's paid or unpaid? We really need to stipulate that?
Well,
he's the intern.
It's fun to rub it in his face.
Then again, I know better than to try and get money from Tim.
Okay.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to take a day off, so it's not my problem. He makes enough money, damn it. Now, you guys might be saying, well, why the hell is King Kittens on the show? Because he's going to act as some kind of like, not a moderator. He's going to actually analyze all of the draft picks.
Thus, the reference of he's our version of Mel Kiper.
Well, you need to stipulate Mel Kiper because none of us... There are some of us that don't know who Mel Kiper is, like me. I don't know who Mel Kiper is.
You tell her who Mel Kiper is.
He's the ESPN draft analyst.
Okay.
Good for
I'm
him.
I'm the person that's going to tell you how wrong you are in making your pick.
And how bad the pick is.
Okay.
So here's the basic setup for the fantasy draft. We're going to do it in snake rules, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, not Tim's random, oh, let's just randomly pick people.
Well, you know what? Piss off. Snake rules. It's the same way that Yahoo Fantasy does their drafting.
Everyone does that. Why, Tim?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is there cursing allowed?
Yes.
Sweet. Lindsay, you're on WTR Sunday night. When is cursing not allowed?
I just want to make sure before I start dropping F-bombs.
Oh, girl?
No.
Say it. It is hot with
bomb.
Okay, Brent. Just fuck you now.
Yay!
What the hell did I do?
That was preemptive.
Don't insult our analyst.
You were dying to get that out, weren't you, Omega?
Since last night.
Yeah, I thought so.
He made the joke last night. So,
is he taking Christian into the bathroom to get the anal, or is he just doing it in public?
I don't want to think about it.
Yeah, thanks for the visual, Lindsay.
You're welcome. Is he going to take 25 other people in there too?
This is one of the nastiest, dirtiest women you ever hear now on the network. And you only hear her being this dirty and nasty on Sunday nights.
Yeah,
Sunday nights.
Anyway, moving.
Moving on.
Moving on, he says to try to sort of gain control.
Good luck.
I know. And Mike's being very, very quiet. Mike, say something.
Mike is trying to keep himself from getting in trouble by saying anything and thus getting picked on for it.
So, anyway, earlier today I drew the order for the draft. It is available on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/wildtalkradio. And been posted on the Facebook and Twitters. And as Tim has been teasing this entire show, who got number one, Tim?
Tim.
There you go. I'm coming in second. Lindsay has third. Omega's fourth. And Mike will be number five.
This feels like some kind of awkward sandwich.
Yeah. Well, sucks
somewhat
to be...
Somewhat a very awkward sandwich.
Sucks to be in the middle?
Not necessarily. My spot doesn't change.
Very, very true. And Mike's not happy with his spot in the order.
Screw it. Rage.
Mike. Rage.
But here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Mike, you actually have a good spot because you get two picks in a row when it boils down to it. So.
When you put it that way.
It's actually a very good spot to be in.
Mild rage. Mild rage.
All right. All the official rules for points and everything are at wildtalkradio.com/fantasy.php. Or just
you know what? Yeah. All the rules over there. Fine. Really, really quickly. Here are the points breakdown. You get 1 point for your guy appearing on a television program, Raw, SmackDown, or NXT. 1 point for appearing on a WWE Network event. That's a pay-per-view or a takeover. You get 2 points for every television match victory. You get 3 points for every successful championship defense. 5 points for every victory on a WWE Network event. 10 points for winning a WWE or NXT championship, and 10 points for winning a Money in the Bank briefcase. 20 points for successfully cashing in the Money in the Bank briefcase. You lose 10 points for losing a title. You lose 3 points for losing a match on TV or a network event, pay-per-view or a takeover.
Correct.
Now, this is going to be a 12-week period. It's starting tomorrow night. No, it's not. It's starting a week from tomorrow night, June 6th, running through SummerSlam, which is August 21st, at the end of which time we probably might invite King Kittens back to say, well, this guy sucked worse than that guy.
Possibly. We haven't thought that far in advance yet.
We never think that far.
We do.
We go 2 weeks into time, if we're lucky.
If we're lucky that way. So yeah, that's the deal. Reason why we're starting not this week, but next week is because there's spoilers out for NXT. So
you're just taking all the fun out of this.
I know. With a network live special for TakeOver on that week of June 6th, we're going to start it with that. That's why I chose the date for that one. So Tim, you have the first pick. And you're on the clock.
How much time do you get per pick?
We'll go about a minute or so, if you want.
Okay. Well, you know, the first pick is going to have to be the WWE World Heavyweight title holder, whether I want him or not. Fact is, he's not losing that title before SummerSlam. He's going to win his fair share of wrestling matches, both on TV and special events. My pick, number one overall, Roman Reigns.
Solid pick, which then puts me on the clock. And there's a couple ways to go. I could go with someone like Seth Rollins, who's coming back. But then you just mentioned, oh, he's fighting Roman Reigns. So it's like, do I take that one? Or do I go with someone who possibly has a chance of winning Money in the Bank? I'm going with Kevin Owens as my number one pick. Which now puts Lindsay on the clock.
I'm not going to stun anybody. Bray Wyatt.
Where's my shock face?
Selected in the jar by the door on the way out of CB Radio. Saturday nights at midnight-ish, or as close as you can get to it.
Exactly.
That could be predictable or unpredictable.
I know. I told you like a while ago that you'd be picking them. All right, this puts Omega on the clock.
Well, if the main goal here is wins and consistency, then I'm going with the New Day.
Wow, a tag team.
God damn it!
You bitch.
Yeah, you a bitch.
Oh, I should point a reference that you have to pick one male, one female, and one tag team in your 10 rounds. All right, Mike, you're on the clock for 2 picks.
You know what? I'm going to go with Cass. Enzo is my tag team.
All right, so Enzo and Cass is your first pick overall. This is where we now send it to our draft analyst, King Kittens, for a breakdown of the first round.
Okay, so it's really not much of a surprise that the most popular person on the network chooses the most popular person in WWE. He gets about the same reaction on this network as Reigns does in the arena. Next up, we've got Kevin Owens, who, if insulting Michael Cole was an Olympic sport, this Canadian would actually get the gold medal. But as far as fantasy value, if he can score in the ring as much as he apparently scores on the scale, Kevin's actually going to get some big moments in. And I don't mean that $2 for $4 breakfast special he seems to enjoy from Tim Hortons.
That was a bigger shot at Kevin Owens than it was at Rock. You're fired.
Next up, we've got Bray Wyatt, the eater of worlds, who's most recently been the eater of the Cracker Barrel in the past week, nursing an injury, though that was completely not predicted or instigated by anyone on this call.
Hashtag Blim Brent.
That being said, that dreadlock dynamo is looking to stop playing with his trouser rat. That's a Camp WWE reference for anyone who doesn't know.
Oh,
and is looking to devour the competition.
Hey, I marathoned 4 episodes last night.
Hey, well done. We're so
next
proud.
Next up, we have the New Day. The champs are continuing to feel the power that they now have, holding the tag team titles for an impressive 277 days. With their antics and trombones aside, the tag team powerhouse has teams spinning in circles much like their signature Bootios cereal and their gyrating hips, which is Big E approved and completely family friendly and PG, of course.
Totally. Totally.
And finally, we have, where do I have them? Enzo and Cass, this Jersey duo, has stormed onto the scene and is finger waving and how you doing the tag team division. And you really just can't teach that. This team will cost its owner zero dimes and help them not to be considered SAWFT soft.
Now, was the Enzo and Cass pick a reach in the first round?
A little bit. I mean, they might be head and shoulders above the competition with Cass there, but it might be a reach going for a tag team first of all. Though he does get another pick right here, so not too bad.
And with that, Mike, you're back on the clock. Who's your second pick?
You know, for that, it's going to be a guy that's currently going through a storyline right now, so I would have to say the phenomenal AJ Styles.
Fuck you, Mike.
All right, Omega, that puts you back on the clock.
No brainer. John Cena.
He returns tomorrow night on Monday Night Raw, so that is a good selection. All right, Lindsay, you're up.
Well, since nobody's going to take her, I'll take the women's champion, Charlotte.
Fuck you, first Lindsay.
Women's pick.
That puts me on the clock. Let's go with the current let's go with the current United States Champion, Rusev.
Asshole.
All right, Tim, you're on the clock.
Well, you know, as long as his wife is around, they'll be on the Total Divas and walk around with her hand in the air like it means something and she just don't care. I'm going to go with The Miz. He ain't losing anytime soon.
Before we get into your next pick, a little bit of a breakdown from King Kins.
Oh, back to me. Okay, great. So for AJ Styles, you know, there's some great things that are going to be happening so far for this rookie of the WWE. Those resumes a bit mysterious, you know, having not competed any time between the years of 2000 and 2013. This rising talent with the soccer mom haircut is looking to place one in the nets before, you know, handing out orange slices and juice boxes to everyone.
Okay.
Next up, we've got Cena, who you figured might be a first-round pick, but he might have fallen a little bit more, but he decided to kick out at 2 and get drafted in the second round. He's a former United States tag team and, I guess, a 15-time world heavyweight champion, who scores in almost everything across the board except for, you know, getting his girlfriend pregnant.
Ooh, 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 ooh. And putting a ring on it.
Next up we have Charlotte, who's a second-generation superstar and has the flair to hold back the competition and steal victories with finesse, friends, and a few figure four leg locks. Coming from humble beginnings, Charlotte has to fight for everything she's gotten and perhaps needs to be paired with, I don't know, a coach or a mentor to help her reach her true potential. Now, if she only knew someone who could fill that role, that might help.
No idea who.
Yeah, no clue.
No clue.
In terms of Rusev, much like the new Rusev, I really just don't give a shit about this pick and I'm just going to move on. Rusev Machka, whatever the fuck he says.
Rusev Machka, Rusev Vatra.
And last up, we've got the darling of WWE Studios and his total diva wife, who have just now left the draft pool. The upcoming star of the Marine 5, 6, and probably 20 is looking to be a blockbuster in this draft, and hopefully he doesn't flounder at the box office, like, or he doesn't flounder in the box score kind of like he did at the box office with Santa's Little Helper. But if you want to learn more about The Miz, just tune into The Rack, Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, on Wall Talk Radio.
Shameless. All right, Tim, you're up on the clock for your third pick.
Damn. Well, I got a couple in mind that I'm going to let float. I'm going to give away a bunch of points at the next pay-per-view because he's going to be wanting a whole bunch of those points between now, then, and immediately afterwards. Just returned from injury, I'm choosing Seth Rollins. Ha ha! I heard that.
So, Omega, you decide, or rather, Lindsay decided to go with the WWE Women's Champion. Well, let's go with the NXT Women's Champion. Let's go with Asuka.
Fuck you, Rod.
Which put Lindsay on the clock.
I'll take Dean Ambrose.
Omega?
God, that was very high on my list. I will take a crowd favorite in Sami Zayn.
You double bitch.
Rage. All right, Mike.
Just pissed him off. I'm going to go with Natalya.
Interesting choice. And before we go to your next pick, any comments from our draft analyst on this third round?
Well, we've got Seth Rollins, who just dropped off the board, and he's sneaking his way back from injury and into the top few picks. And he's trying to steal, or he's trying to be a steal pick, much like when he stole the title at WrestleMania 31. Though some people say his current situation is a little bit shakier than his surgically repaired knee, he's justified in going as a top level talent. In terms of Asuka, we've got, you know, her having just won the title. She's said to have a strong style hold on top of the division at NXT, as well as smile down at the competition when she makes the jump to the main roster.
Mm-hmm.
Dean Ambrose. Got my notes here, so. The inmate's running the asylum with this pick as he comes off the board. Once he was paired with a popular tag team, you know, him and Mitch. Ambrose has had to strike out on his own recently and has netted some crazy results in terms of his fantasy value. Next up, we have Sami Zayn, and that right there was a hell of a good pick, and it was not generic in the least.
Wow. Becky would be proud of those puns.
And Natalya falling off the board, that was a great pick just to steal it from Tim, although I will just let Tim know that the Canadian board, big board, is still wide open for you. I mean, Bret Hart is still available, Bruce Hart, Teddy Hart, Tyson,
Brent.
Jericho. You have your pick of Canadians. Be my guest.
Give it up, Brent.
He's never, ever going to give that up. All right, Mike, fourth round, you're up. What do you got?
Someone who I've followed ever since they've been in Japan, I'm going to have to say the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura.
All right, Omega.
Oh, man. Well, if we're going New Japan, we might as well stick with the theme, and I'll take the club.
I hate you.
All right, Lindsay, you're up.
Well, I'll take Samoa Joe.
Damn. Good pick. That's a good pick. I need a tag team. Let's go with the world's greatest. American Alpha. All right, Tim. I'll leave you to end round four.
Well, in the greatest swerve in Canadian history, I had no plans on picking Natalya unless she was available near the end of the draft. In exchange for that, my evil plan that I have set in motion is still intact because I pick Sasha Banks.
Who, on the Blame Brent injury update, was back to work this past weekend in Winnipeg after a concussion scare. Just so everyone's aware. A little bit of, little bit of a breakdown.
Right? Yeah, so Samoa Joe's become, you know, NXT champion. He's come quite a long way in such a short amount of time since his type. Wait, I'm sorry, my notes have been redacted here. He burst onto the scenes there and claimed, but he's since burst onto the scenes and claimed a heavyweight title for the first time in his career. That's right, the first time. There were no others. Next up, we have Sasha Banks, who
redacted.
Sasha Banks has finally come off the board, and her combination of sass and submissions will help her earn some big points in this competition. She should see a big thing coming, unless it's, you know, a referee's knee to her head.
Dude, just wrong.
Oh, too soon?
Too soon.
Too soon.
Way too soon.
And then finally we've got the club coming off the board, and, you know, that's the Bald and the Beautiful, a.k.a. Jesse and Festus Part 2.0. And they're now here from the Land of the Rising Sun looking to lay the boots of doom onto their opponents and possibly their friends.
Biscuits and gravy, Japanese style.
Biscuits and sake.
There we go.
Biscuits and gravy.
All right. Puts Tim back on the board.
I gotta pick a tag team because dem is the rules, so I'm gonna pick the Usos.
Usos. Alright. That puts
when
me.
When I say Us, y'all say, oh, Us.
No.
Yeah. looking up and down this roster, he may take a hit in a couple weeks, but I have to see big things for him. I'm taking Finn Balor.
You bitch.
All right, Dick Lindsay.
Sauce.
Lindsay, who you got for number five?
No surprise to anybody, I'll take the rest of the family. You can't have the father without the kids.
They're on their way back. That puts you with it. Gets your tag team out of the way. Omega.
Do I pick with my head or do I pick with my heart?
God.
Head.
With your WWE logic.
Oh, God.
So your dick.
I'm going to need a hammer for this.
That'll blow up your head and attack your heart.
Well, I still need a women's pick. And I
don't
could...
go.
Do it.
Huh?
Pick it.
Don't pick it, it'll get infected.
No, unfortunately, I'm not happy with this pick. But she's new to the roster, and someone backstage is really big on her, so I have to pick Dana Brooke.
Good choice there. Mike, you're on the board for round number five.
Well, you know, no love lost here. I'm going to have to say the former WWE NXT Women's Champion, Bayley.
All right, a little bit of a breakdown from King Kins.
You know, Tim, you so crazy for trying to make that pick as early as you did, even though they are the two-time Slammy Award-winning group.
Yeah, he did that. Oh, my God.
My balls hurt. God.
Don't ever talk about your balls again, thanks.
So,
hey, you're getting the jokes you pay for, okay?
Remember, we gave you one goal, be funnier than Tim.
He's failing miserably.
Well, it's also nice to see that Lindsay's going for the all-hair team here between Bray Wyatt, Charlotte, the Wyatt family, and Dean Ambrose. Sooner or later, she can have them competing all for a shampoo commercial, much like Booker T did back in the day.
It got him a WrestleMania match. That's all that matters. Any other breakdowns? Are you good?
No, I'm good for now.
All right, you're good for now. Mike, you're back on the board.
Dana.
You know,
I was wondering if he wrote one for everybody. Nope.
He has this big board. We'll get to it. All right, who you got, Mike?
This was actually a huge swerve for me, but I'm going to have to say the 2016 Andre the Giant winner, Baron Corbin.
All right, Omega.
Fucker.
Yeah, Corbin was my next.
He was my next. He was my NXT.
who's not on NXT.
Who's no longer on NXT?
Jeez. Man, we're thinning out quickly here. Not a wise pick, but it's one I kind of want to make, so I'm going to take Cesaro.
God damn it.
All right, Mike, you can't say fuck when you had the last pick and you could have picked him.
Yeah, it's my turn. I'm almost next.
I wasn't thinking.
Yeah. All right, Lindsay.
Austin Aries.
Stop it, Mike.
So, just you go and you look and you see what's going on in this whole game, the idea behind the game. Let's go with No Way Jose.
I hate you.
All right, Tim.
Wait, who did you just pick?
No Way Jose.
No Way Jose?
No Way Jose.
No Way. No Way Jose. That's interesting. I'm looking at the NXT roster, and I'm pissed off. Because everybody I had pegged, you guys picked them. God damn it.
It's called We Watch NXT.
Pricks. Well, shit. I got to pick Ziggler.
All right, Brent, you got some stuff for us?
So, Tim, you know the point of this fantasy game is to pick points, not pick names, right? Ziggler has a horrible win-loss record.
Which will change now that I picked him.
You sure about that?
That's the way shit works.
Okay. For Cesaro, he's tearing through the competition right now like his new tearaway suit. And the Swiss Superman's looking to rise through the WWE ranks faster than a Swiss death uppercut. And then also we've got the new star out on the WWE roster, Baron Corbin. The lone wolf who's come up from NXT and left a trail of carnage faster than his hairline is receding from his forehead. Monster on the mic, this loquacious superstar is going to charm audiences and put on 5-star quality matches, I'm sure of it. Back to you, Rock.
Tim, you're on the board.
Hey, has nobody picked Apollo Crews yet?
No one has picked Apollo Crews yet.
Well, consider him picked.
And no one groaned over that one.
nobody.
All right, he's around.
All right, so that puts me on the board. I don't want to do this one, but I'm going to do it anyhow. Because it's the name of the game, and the name of the game is winning. Let's pick the Shining Stars.
Stab.
Wow.
Lindsay, you're on the board.
I'm going to take a risk. Let's hope he's back in time. Hideo Itami.
Fuck.
Stab.
Next fucking thought.
All right, Omega.
I haven't checked his Twitter account to see when that "see you soon" tweet was.
Very, very recently.
Yeah, like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Like maybe take over.
Oh God, who do I have left? Fucking all. That's who's left.
There's a bunch of people on the list.
Oh, there's a bunch of people on the list, but I'm looking for point winners here, Rock.
I know.
This is a difficult one.
You know, I'll take a bit of a risk myself and go NXT with Nia Jax.
Hmm.
All right, Mike.
Hmm. Let's see, who else do I have here? We the Black Delegation.
Don't go Chappelle Show on us.
We the Black Delegation. Black Jews. These guys. Devon Venoms.
Alright, Brent, anything?
Just to show you how little I care about the Shining Stars, I didn't even write anything up for them. Thanks a lot, Rock.
I, you gotta go with the sleepers. Always have to find the sleepers on the board.
Oh, yeah.
You find the sleepers, you don't find the comatose. Jesus. They were more entertaining when they had the midget with them. Now they don't even have that.
You're welcome. Hashtag blame Rock.
Hideo Itami was a sleeper that I thought of. There's still a couple of people out on the board for anyone interested. I mean, there's, you know, Nikki Bella, Zack Ryder. You know, Kane's going to burn it up against his competition.
You are not helping.
Hey, come on. The Big Show is out there ripe for the picking.
He is, and will Mike pick him? Mike, you're on the board.
Hmm. As I scroll down to the NXT roster, wow. I'm going to have to go with Johnny Wrestling, Gargano and Ciampa.
All right, Omega.
Do I really? God damn it, I didn't think we'd start to need strategy here.
Game's all about strategy. What are you talking about?
This is going to show up, throw out names, and hope for the best. You actually have me thinking about this shit now.
That's the idea.
I know, I'm thinking. Actually, let's pick up Del Rio.
Hmm. All right.
I hate Omega.
All right, Lindsay, you're on the board.
I'm going to take
TM61. Interesting choice there. That puts me back on the board. Who to pick? Del Rio was a good choice in the later round. I was kind of thinking of going after him.
Somebody have fireworks?
No, why?
There are names on this roster that shouldn't be there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know Eva Marie shouldn't be on the roster, but we've talked about that.
We put it on there for Brent.
Why is Lillian Garcia on the
roster? Yeah, I realized that after the fact.
Oh, every time she announces a match, you get a point?
No. She's not in the match, though.
No, not a match. It's called I Copy the
WWE. No, but she appears on TV.
Anyway.
Remove Lillian Garcia from your rosters, everybody.
Well done, Tim.
All right, I have future endeavored Lillian.
Yeah. WWE might down the road, too. Titus O'Neil's leaving the company.
See, I was going to make them a team, but Tim doesn't want them to be a team. But I'm going to take Goldust from the team of Golden Truth.
Is that why Fabreeze isn't a team either?
Correct. Wanted them to be a team and had them anyway. Tim, you're on the board.
We won't see Brock Lesnar till stupid SummerSlam. Big Show's MIA. Dwayne The Rock Johnson should not be on this roster list either.
Next time you can put together the roster, Tim.
I'm going to pick Chris Jericho. Not because he's Canadian, but because he'll win a few matches.
Brad?
And it only took 8 picks to get the Canadian on the board.
I wasn't going to pick him because I never know when he's going to go back on tour.
And technically, I picked a Canadian the second pick, so... Anyway.
Well, no, I meant for the Canadian to pick the Canadian. We knew it was coming. It was just a matter of when.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all swept up Canadians first.
Yeah, it appears Rock's trying to get the early bird special with Gold Dust there. And hopefully Omega can lend some of his personality to Del Rio because he's severely lacking in that category, too.
I can't work miracles.
All right, Tim.
You picked Gold Dust.
I did.
I wasn't gonna. When is Randy Orton coming back?
Who knows?
That's the question.
When's the last time he took out the trash?
Ooh. Titus O'Neil shouldn't be on this roster. He's leaving.
He's feuding with Rusev. Watch SmackDown.
He's losing to Rusev. Hey, I picked the Usos.
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
That really didn't mean fuck all. I was just saying.
No, you forgot you picked them.
No, I didn't forget I picked them. I'm actually arranging my roster as we go through it while I'm getting everybody else's name off who's been picked.
Are we supposed to be writing these down?
No.
Okay. No, you don't have to.
I've just got them all in the notepad where I'm just kind of checking off who picks who. And.
Shit, no. Not good. Who picked Austin Aries?
I did.
Who picked Finn Balor?
I did.
Okay. Shit. this bugs the hell out of me. Hate to do it. Eventually, he's going to get back in the ring, and he's going to be made a better man. He's going to be made great again. Darren Young.
I was actually planning that as my last pick. Because it's guaranteed appearances on both shows.
So, Tim questions, when is he coming back? When is he coming back? They said within 30 days or so. Let's go with Randy Orton. Lindsay, you're on
the
board.
That's why you said to me, I don't know, fucker.
I'm not going to give you the right information. Come on now, strategy.
No, strategy. Fuck strategy. You did that on purpose, bitch. Thanks, strategy. You're being a dick.
I'm trying to win.
I wasn't planning on picking him immediately anyway. Can we get The Rock off this list?
Can you shut the fuck up so I can pick? Him.
Go ahead, Lindsay.
Since I don't give a fuck about winning, Bobby Roode.
I got told. And Lindsay's stacking on the roster with... Never mind.
Omega?
He's not going to pick Tyler because Tyler used to set up my wrestling ring.
Why isn't he going to pick Tyler because of that?
I don't know. Everybody else picked on me.
And he just wanted a name drop.
Actually, I will take the fluorescent one, Seamus.
Fuck.
All right, Mike.
As you took one of my picks and you can go straight to hell, I'm going to talk and grab the man who's supposed to be returning in 30 days. The man who defies gravity, Neville.
Okay. And before we get into the final round, any final comments from the peanut gallery?
Well, you know, Randy Orton is, while he's not getting defeated by a garbage bag, the second generation superstar is going to be showing up out of nowhere and making an appearance in this draft. But this is a bit of a surprise, but not the kind you find left behind by him in a women's gym bag. And then let's just hope that Sheamus' future is brighter than his skin tone.
All right, Mike, your final pick.
my final pick. Jesus.
Can't pick Jesus.
I know.
He never showed up for that match against Vince, so no.
No, that was his dad.
Oh, well, still. He wasn't in the crowd anyway.
You know what? I actually want to see what he's going to do in his career in NXT. So I'm going to go with Elias Samson.
That's a risk.
Risk is our business. You want to sit in that chair?
Oh my God.
You know what? Give me the revival.
That is a risk too.
Alright, Lindsay.
Well, since they're not a team, I'll take the prettier of the two, Tyler Breeze.
That is gutsy looking at that win-loss record.
Let's go with the other half of the Golden Truth. We'll go with R-Truth. Tim, you get the last and final pick.
Let's go Kalisto.
You're going with Kalisto? Or do you want, or you can do the tag team? Do you want him as a tag team? Do you want to get the extra one?
Take Sin Cara. Please take Sin Cara.
You just want me to get him off of the roster so he doesn't stare you down.
No, this is the final pick, Tim. I was giving you were going to get two for the price of one.
So what if they wrestle in singles matches as tag team?
You get a point.
Okay, then I'll take Sin Cara too.
All right, there you go. That will do it for
Bastards.
The fantasy draft, and we're going to send it to our draft analyst for a grade.
Oh, shit, I have to grade this?
Yeah. Early projections.
Honestly, to be fair with this, let's rank them in terms of, like, WWE TV shows. So, Lindsay looks to be, like, an NXT-style team. Well, not just because she drafted half the NXT roster for her team. But it's a lot of up-and-comers, some surprises, some hopefully will turn out for the better. Tim, I don't know, looks more like a main event. He's got Ziggler, the Usos, Darren Young, for God's sake. Rock went safe. He looks like he's kind of a holiday Raw special. Nothing too outstanding, but we'll be consistent enough to get him some points. Omega's kind of a Raw going up against a big event with consistency of New Day, John Cena, Sami Zayn. He should be able to get some points out of that. Mike might be superstars.
Superstar.
There's potential there. There's some good times to try and get some points. And by the way, Rock, am I correct? Main event and superstars do not factor into this, right?
Correct.
I would have picked Ryder if they did.
Now,
it's like the Cena of superstars.
I do have to say, though, I'm surprised no one went with someone like Byron Saxon. If only for the fact that you were guaranteed a point every week. If not two, because he was also on SmackDown.
They have to appear in a match.
There you go. You never know, they could throw him into the match. We could all get lucky.
Any other comments?
Where's my money?
It's in the mail.
It's with the cookies.
I mean, where are the cookies?
In the mail.
They're in the mail.
With the money. Were you listening?
Yeah. So that will be the WTR Fantasy Draft summer season. The full rosters will be up on wildtalkradio.com under the fantasy link.
Just click it at the top of the page. With that, we're going to say goodbye to Lindsay, but before she goes, she's going to plug her show this Thursday.
I am?
Yes.
Tune into the show Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, The Rack, where we will be talking news, notes, wrestling, NXT, and so much more. It's The Rack, because I have no idea what we're talking about. Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here, wildtalkradio.com.
Woohoo!
Peace, y'all.
Peace out, woman.
She leaves. Michael. The intern is going to stay with us to finish out the show.
Oh, joy.
I mean, hi. Hi, Brent.
Yeah, we're going to throw you into the all-time greatest, because that's what we're going to do right now.
Who's the man? Huh? Who's the man?
It's time for another WTR original.
I am the greatest.
All-time greatest.
Well, whoopsie freaking do!
Help us decide what the greatest intro, submission move, or even the greatest title run ever truly is.
I hope I score.
Interact with us in the real-time chat and find out who or what will end up being the all-time greatest.
Stop us now!
So here we are for another week of the all-time greatest SummerSlam moment. Let's see. Kicking us off this week, it'll be Randy Orton becomes the youngest world champion in 2004, taking on Undertaker versus Undertaker in 1994. Omega.
Taker versus Taker was so damn bizarre back then. That's one of the few, like, fake person storylines that was actually, I kind of want to say the word believable.
Mm-hmm.
It's because The Undertaker had such mystique and mystery to him that you could convince someone that, oh yeah, this is The Undertaker, especially when you cover him up with a mop of black hair the whole time. Orton being the youngest world champion to me always felt a little bit spiteful. It's not that Randy didn't, you know, isn't, you know, like world champion caliber. We're not talking like a Jack Swagger world championship here, but it might have been a little bit too early for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt more like, you know, Brock just burned his bridge with us, so we had to take his name out of the record books.
They would never do such a thing.
Oh, no. WWE's never been that spiteful in the past. Ever.
No, they never.
No. That said, I will give it to sheer spectacle and go with Taker versus Taker.
Mike, you're up.
Wow. Randy Orton becomes the youngest world champion in 2004. Yes, that is history, and it will be in the books of WWE. But Undertaker versus Undertaker, as a kid, just watching that, it was just like so amazing. So I would have to go with Undertaker versus Undertaker.
Brent.
I think so far I'm going to side with the party. Just Undertaker versus Undertaker was such a spectacle, and the lead up to it of, is this him? Is it not? What were they going to do with this? Was intriguing. Randy Orton as the youngest champion, it's, for right now, it's a moment, but that can also be something that's taken off the book really quick when they get someone younger and go, okay, now he's the youngest champion. At that moment, it was, I mean, it's a big deal, but aside from a record, I would have to say Taker versus Taker.
Tim.
Taker versus Kid Taker was just like, well, shit, this is weird. What the hell? Which one is the original? Which one's the genuine? What's going on? Come on! Don't do this to us, Ted DiBiase!
Any other comments? Did we lose Tim? Apparently we lost Tim. Alright.
Yes! I don't know how much of that you missed because Skype is acting up on me and it's hung up on me twice now.
Alright, you're back now.
Yeah, so did you not hear anything I said?
You talked about Taker versus Taker being weird, and you didn't go anywhere else.
Because I was saying Randy Orton becoming the youngest world champion was just WWE, like you said. It was just WWE erasing Brock Lesnar's record because of the falling out. The Falling Out. So it's Undertaker versus Undertaker in 1994.
And that is what the people said as well, 100% of the vote.
100%?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Let's see. Wrong. That was 71%.
Oh.
The other one was 100%. Bret Hart versus Owen Hart in 94, where Paul Bearer turns on The Undertaker in 96, Mike.
Turn your TV down.
I really have to think about this. Bret versus Owen.
How come?
I think just me seeing two brothers go at it and telling a story, that's a good match in my book.
Okay, Omega.
This is actually a little bit more difficult. You know, Bearer turning on Taker to side with Mankind is, you know, that was a big deal to see those two break apart because they are such an iconic duo.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's even now, you know, like Paul Bearer managed other wrestlers, but you don't think of anyone except The Undertaker. Maybe Kane. I would agree with Mike. I have to side with Bret and Owen. Like, you put two brothers in a cage match and you're gonna get something good.
Okay, Brent.
Damn you, Rock.
What?
This one's really tough only because if we're going for the simple moment,
that is the idea. It's
Bret versus Owen was part of the larger storyline. I mean, I understand it's the cage. I understand the build up of these two fighting it out in there. But when I think of that storyline, the moments that come to mind are Owen kicking the leg out from Bret, or Bret in the submission match and begging his mom to throw the towel in for Bret.
Mm-hmm.
In this, the cage match was big in their feud. I just don't. If I'm going for moment itself, watching Bearer turn on The Undertaker, who, like Omega said, it was so synonymous, those two, and to watch that schism happen was just shocking at that moment. So I've got to go Taker Mankind.
So it's 2-1 in favor of Bret versus Owen. The people went 100% in favor of Paul Bearer turning on The Undertaker in 96. That's two votes. To break the tie, we go to Tim Stein.
I can't add anything that anybody else hasn't said about Paul Bearer turning on Undertaker. It was a big moment. Yeah. It was one of several moments between these two guys. Was it the biggest moment? Tell you the truth, it was one of their bigger moments. I'll give you that. Bret Hart versus Owen Hart, one of the most classic tales in professional wrestling, brother versus brother. It's been done before. It'll be done again. These two told it with such absolute unbelievable perfection. And this is not me marking out for a Hart family member like you guys so stereotypically think that I always do all the time just because it's fun to pick on Tim because he's a Hart fan. Blah, 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 just because I know half the family. Anyway.
Did you just name drop that you know the entire Hart family?
I did. Shut up and let me talk. Here's the entire situation. It was like you take a look at the Macho Man Elizabeth marriage in WWE and why the whole wedding angle has been attempted ad infinitum since. They're trying to recapture what they had. It was lightning in a bottle, and they have to this point never been able to do it. The closest they've come to was the Hunter, the McMahon-Hamsley era. Where if it happened today, Triple H would have been, you know, arrested for, assault of a sexual nature. Anyway, All of that being said, it was this match was part of an entirely huge thing that I can relate to, being the youngest brother of a big family like Owen was. The youngest trying to get out from beneath the shadow of the older sibling, the more successful sibling, because he was the first sibling on the marquee. Trying to make a name for yourself, feeling that pettiness, that jealousy, wanting to finally get the upper hand on your older brother. This feud meant so goddamn much to me because of my ability to relate to it on a personal, real, and human level. They told the story perfectly. For years, they told the story perfectly until the Hart Foundation, the New Hart Foundation, reunited everybody to go against DX. That's basically when things got patched up. Until then, it was incredible. I got to go with Brett versus Owen 94.
All right, so Brett versus Owen moves on. Next week on the All-Time Greatest will be the British Bulldog beating Bret Hart in 92. Undertaker sends Edge to Hell in 2008, or the Legion Doom helped the Hart Foundation defeat Demolition for the World Tag Team titles in 1990, or Virgil stands up to the Million Dollar Man in 1991. And remember, you can always go to WrestleTalkRadio.com and vote in the All-Time Greatest.
Virgil wasn't even relevant then when he did that.
How did you manage to pick through all of the Virgil highlights to get to just one?
It was a challenge. It was a struggle. Many sleepless nights. We got there. Now it's time for Crickets.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits. Wow. That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Wow. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio Quick Hits.
Tim, would you rather shower in maple syrup or bathe in coffee?
Showering in maple syrup would be really, 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 really sticky. The coffee, at least, you know, with the majority of it being is just water, if you don't put any sugar and cream in it, then you won't wind up being sticky and you could actually get yourself clean. You just really smell like Colombian coffee.
Mike, would you rather live in the Land of Oz, Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory, or Alice's Wonderland?
Ooh.
Chocolate Factory.
Why?
No brainer.
Diabetes.
Without Tim talking over you?
Diabetes. No. Just the wonderful creations of just like candy and chocolate and all that stuff.
Diabetes, here we come.
Bingo.
Brent, would you rather kill 100 puppies or one human baby?
Oh, god damn you. Yeah. You know what? I would probably go for the baby. I can deal with the one life going away, but goddamn all those sad animal commercials that happen on Saturday nights.
It would be your fault.
Remember me.
Pretty much. Omega, would you rather be forced to vote for Donald Trump or be forced to vote for Hillary Clinton?
Forced to vote for Hillary.
Why?
Because I fear nuclear apocalypse.
There you go. Tim, would you rather be Jewish or blind?
I'd rather be Jewish than blind.
Mike, would you rather live in a world without turn signals or a world without brake lights?
World without turning signals.
Why?
Because knowing me, I would, like, if you don't let me know ahead of time, I'm not going to stop.
I would have just said insurance rates, baby.
Brent, fuck, marry, kill, Dana Brooke, Eva Marie, Christian.
I'm gonna fucking kill you. I swear to God. I hate you so much right now. I'm gonna fuck Dana just so I can shut her the hell up. My state allows this, so I'm gonna marry Christian. I'm gonna kill Eva because fuck that bitch. And I hate you, Rock. I hate you so much right now.
Brett just said, came out.
Now I know why you had me on so late.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gang Kittens has officially come out of the closet right here on WTR Sunday night.
And Omega, would you rather stick a toothpick under your toenail and kick a wall, or stick a chisel between your two front teeth and bite down?
I can kick harder than I can bite, so chisel. It's not even pleasant to think about.
No, it's not pleasant at all, but, you know, that's what makes the game fun.
Sure.
So, that will do it, Tim, for another edition of WTR Sunday Night as I try to find the final song. There we go.
There you go. Yeah, that's another edition of WTR Sunday Night Let's Talk Radio here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you very much for tuning in, everybody. Thanks for paying attention to our fantasy draft. Let's find out how everybody does with their roster. Thanks once again to Lindsay Ward making a guest appearance, and of course to our very own unpaid intern Kane Kittens for showing up and failing miserably at the one job he had, which was to be funnier than me. Tomorrow night, don't forget, immediately following Ross, Raw Post Show.
John Cena returns. We'll talk all about Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern.
That was a very short and sweet promo.
I know.
Good on you. And, of course, Thursday night, we mentioned it. We plugged it. We're going to do it again. It's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network with Lindsay Ward.
All
right,
so Raw Post Show was a really short one. Go back and listen to last week's episode of The Rack, where we reviewed Extreme Rules and talked all about the WWE Brand Extension 2.0. Also, check out The Rack Extra, where we talked to We Don't Play Fights, Jason Static, as I sat down with him and talked all about the event coming up on June 4th in Orlando, Florida. You can check it all out on Twitter, ConquerPW, or Facebook.com/ConquerProWrestling. But yeah, Thursday night, The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. Talk all the news, all the blame brands, so much more. It's The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern, at Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes. Follow Lindsay on Twitter at Linz Ward, LNSWARD, and Behance.net/Linz Ward, same as the Twitter.
Saturday night, midnight-ish, or as close as I get to it, it's another edition of Picking on Everybody Else, better known as CB Radio.
It's the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We talked the Blame Robs. We talked the Stanley Cup update. We did a whole discussion with me and Jabber about it. We talked video games last night. Jabber went through all his collections from NES to all the way up to PS4. So check it out. CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. When a sliver dies, hashtag Blame Rob.
And, of course, next Sunday night at our standard normal time, 8 o'clock Mountain, 10 o'clock Eastern, another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow Wild Talk Radio Network on the Twitter at Wild Talk Radio. Speaking about Twitter, follow me on the Twitter machines at Flames Forums. You can also follow me on Facebook, actually, find my Facebook page. And send me a friend request. I'll friend you. Facebook.com/menchefs. M-E-N-C-H-E-F-S. As far as the Wild Talk Radio Network goes on Facebook, like one, join the other. Facebook.com/groups/Wild Talk Radio Network. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Omega. Hold on. Before we go to
what?
Omega.
Yeah, what?
At WTR Sunday on Facebook and Twitter.
There you go. At WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter for following Wrestle Talk Radio. Omega, you're everywhere.
I try to be.
There. You're not there, but you're everywhere else.
I will be soon.
Coming soon.
So if you are the type to follow on Facebook, it is TJ Reviews. However, every place else, you can find me at TJ Omega. That is the Twitter account. TJ Omega is also the site for TJOmega.org, where there's a bunch of exclusive stuff. But if you want content every single weekday, you can tune into TJ Omega over on YouTube.
Mike?
And then you can come find me on the Twitter, the WTR Oreo. Yes. Add me, and I will add you.
And that's pretty much it, because he doesn't want to tell you what his Facebook is, because it's private. Isn't that right, Stewie?
Yep.
There you go. Hey, King Kittens, you're here. Say shit.
Well, my Twitter handle is at King Kittens, and everyone keep an eye out on the Facebooks for the next round of WTR Pick'ems coming out soon for, I believe, NXT TakeOver. And after that, Money in the Bank.
Hey, he's plugging stuff for us in advance. All right.
I'm impressed. Right on. All right. Hey, that's it for us. We're out of here. Have yourselves a great week, everybody.